Our next speaker is Cindy Pinkerton, a member of Holy Spirit Parish. Cindy does not waste time commuting to South Wichita. She amazes our prayer group with the knowledge she acquires in her huge Catholic podcast repertoire. I'm sure she'll have insights to share with us this evening.
If I told you I was a nurse and I had worked today, would you think that I had changed clothes after work? If I told you I was in the military, could you picture me standing here in my dress blues? If I stood before you in this beautiful church, in shorts and a midriff top, would you think I was a little out of place tonight? Grandma would, I know that for sure. Appearance tells you a lot about the person and the situation. Before Adam and Eve sinned, they were naked but not ashamed. Their union with God clothed their bodies. When sin entered the world, this union was broken, and then humans wanted clothing. After the fall, Genesis chapter 3, verse 21 states, "The Lord God made for man and his wife garments of skin with which he clothed them." This tells us that God had thought and a plan for how his creation should dress and act. Sin is just as nasty and harmful today as it ever was, and concupiscence hasn't changed either. Most of what has changed recently is our instant and complete access to what other people are doing and how they are acting. 100 years ago, it would have taken maybe a month for you to get one picture of an event or of a person, whereas today you have instant and total access to everything, and it's there forever. While sometimes this is a great thing, more often than not, it leads us to act and look before we think and discern. Unfortunately, everyone, including our young children, have access to pictures and situations that can be very detrimental to their soul. It leads us to feel like everyone is doing it, so I should too. Pope Pius XII in 1957 tells us, there always exists an absolute norm to be preserved, no matter how broad and changeable the relative morals of style may be. And also, he says, mainly through sin of impurity do the forces of darkness subjugate the soul. We should strive to be modest in thought and conduct and word at all times and in all places. Christian modesty is a forgotten virtue today, yet it is indispensable for the protection of chastity. Anyone who today dares to talk about traditional Christian modesty is considered, even by a large number of Catholics, to be weird and old-fashioned and needed to be dragged into this normal world. But evil may never be done, even if everyone else is doing it. Just because it is not fashionable to dress modestly, it is not right to dress immodestly. Impurity has become the ruling passion of the world. It's like a spiritual cancer slowly eating away the spiritual life in souls. Recently, I was reading a story that quoted an amazing statistic that on only one website, people watched 4.39 billion hours of porn in 2015. Yes, billion with a B. This figure is from just one of the sites that impure content can be very easily found. I was online shopping one day with my 16-year-old daughter, and I told her we needed to stop looking and shopping online because the models were so improperly dressed that I didn't want to buy any of it anyway, and I couldn't watch it anymore. If you've gone shopping lately, you know what I'm talking about. What is considered a dress by some, I might wear as a shirt. As parents, especially fathers, we are charged by God to protect and defend our children's virtue of modesty by not letting them dress in an immodest manner. God has given women a more delicate sense of modesty than men. However, only a man knows how seeing an immodestly dressed woman makes him feel. Parents may have become desensitized to immodest dress because it's all that they see. However, let's face it, children only dress the way we parents allow them to dress, as we're paying for it. Do not excuse shortcomings in dress because everyone else is doing it. It is God, not people, who declare what is right and wrong. He is right, even though the world may call him wrong. Misery of the world is due to selfishness, which puts our own pleasures and pride and convenience ahead of God's will. Our Catechism of the Catholic Church has a number of things to say about modesty in dress and behavior. Passages 25, 21 through 24 are most pertinent. They state, "Purity requires modesty, an integral part of temperance. Modesty protects the intimate center of a person. It means refusing to unveil what should remain hidden. It guides how one looks at others and behaves towards them. Modesty protects the mystery of persons and their love. Modesty is decency. It inspires one's choice of clothing. Modesty inspires a way of life which makes it possible to resist the allurement of fashion and prevailing ideologies. Teaching modesty to children and adolescents means awakening in them respect for the human person." This same message was given to Saint Jacinta by Our Lady of Fatima in similar words. "The sins that lead most souls to hell are the sins of the flesh." Our Lady also said that certain fashions would be introduced that will offend our Lord very much. Saint Jacinta commented that people who serve God should not follow current fashion trends, and that the church has no fashion. "Our Lord is always the same," she said. This was said by our mother back in 1917. If the devil, who reaps many souls through immodesty, was using the fashions of the 1920s and before, think of what a great time he's having today. Times and customs may change, but God's law never change or become outmoded. It is up to us to use our free will and decide what to do for ourselves and our families. Thank you.